Welcome to Health Matters. Dr. Michelle Wright with you here as usual. Today, in honour of Movember, I'm joined by special guest Paul from Outer Puff Daddies. I love the name Outer Puff Daddies. You're actually a male-only dancing crew from Brighton in the UK. Can I call you Dad Dancers?
Yeah, you absolutely can. We absolutely use and embrace the humour of dad dancing to our advantage.
It would be great to hear a bit about your story and where this all began.
Okay, so rewind to 2012. This is literally our 10th anniversary this year. A group of us were taking our kids to a local dance school, dad taxiing backwards and forwards. And every year our kids would perform an annual dance showcase to show the parents what they've been up to. One of the other dads suggested to their dance teacher, who's a fabulous local choreographer and a real influence in the foundation of this crew, he was approached and said, "Why are the kids having all the fun? Can we put a dad's crew together and surprise them at the next annual showcase?" And so basically that's exactly what we did. The word went out. We met one Sunday morning, never met each other before, and we started being taken through our paces of a dance routine that we would perform a few months later at the kids' showcase.
And you've gone viral, a social media hit, a TikTok phenomenon.
No, absolutely. So to cut a long story short, the last 10 years, we performed at that showcase. It was a huge success. We decided actually this was too good to be a one-off, and we continued dancing ever since. As we all know, the pandemic hit a few years ago, and that changed quite dramatically the dynamics of the group. It meant that the original founder had to leave the crew to focus on his own work, family, etc. So I took over the lead. So 2.5 years ago, beginning of the pandemic, with no previous dance experience apart from being in the crew, I took over the lead. It was too integral to my own mental welfare to give it up. And so we've been dancing on social media, and the world has completely embraced what we do, and it's been fantastic.
But it's not just about the dancing, is it, Paul? What else does Outer Puff Daddies give you?
Well, back in 2017, I suffered a period of depression, and the crew were integral to my recovery at that point and my mental well-being. And I recognised that quite dramatically. I knew how valuable having a male social network was to me, that embraced openness, etc. We break all the stereotypes in regards to masculinity. And so when I took over the lead, I really wanted to push and promote that message. And so, yeah, the dancing is great, it's fun, but underlying everything, it's about promoting mental health awareness, but in particular, breaking the stigma that surrounds mental health.
So Outer Puff Daddies doing great things, raising awareness around mental health, creating a safe space to talk and share vulnerabilities, as well as, of course, the positive aspects of the physical activity that the dancing brings. Paul, do you have any spin-offs in any other countries? Perhaps we could start something here in Switzerland.
Well, do you know what? That is a dream and an ambition of mine, and it's something that I am actually currently working on. I recently launched, again via social media, something that I've called the OPD community. So it's a community spirit version of our crew, where I want to empower and support the development of other like-minded groups around the world for men and women that will enable them to create new social networks, enhance their social connectivity, and therefore enable them to have a friendship group where they feel safe to share their own vulnerabilities and emotions, and of course enhance their mental welfare.
I've looked at some of your YouTube clips, your interviews, your dancing. We'll share some of these on the WRS website. And Paul and Outer Puff Daddies, keep up the good work.